I wouldn't eat a lemon power bar with cheddar bacon popcorn, I inform him. Why are you eating lemon power bars? That sounds bloody awful. This man is actually debating power bars with me. Power bars. It's obvious he's interested in talking. And again, more strange feelings begin to creep through my body. But maybe it's the excitement of the trip mixed with first class and the fact that he's probably the most handsome man I've ever seen in person. I chalk it up to all of the above and reply to his comment. Have you ever had a lemon power bar? They're bloody brilliant, I assure you. Are you mocking my accent? She of the strongest southern accent I have ever heard. He banters back, using a fake southern accent on that word. I giggle. Oh my God, you have the worst southern accent ever. I beg your pardon. I sounded exactly like you, he counters. I'm about to tell him he did not, when the flight attendant returns with champagne. One glass of Krug, Miss George, she says, handing it to me. Thank you, I reply, taking the glass. Here, Mr. Duncan says, holding his glass up to mine. Despite your incorrect assessment of my fine intimation of your southern accent, we should toast your first time traveling in first class. I smile. Cheers. We tap glasses and each take a sip. Oh, this is delicious. This experience is going to spoil traveling for me for the rest of my life, I'm afraid, if I'm already loving the pre-flight treatment I'm getting. I turn toward my seatmate and study his profile. I wonder if having a conversation with a man like this might spoil me too. I have another confession, I say, the words coming out before I can stop them. He turns to face me. I knew you weren't telling the truth about Miss George, he says, flashing me a smile. He leans closer to me, in a conspiratorial way, and lowers his voice. How did you kill her?